Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just had a protein bar during the break, and then I drink the water.
Yeah.
Bottled water from yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't taste right. Does that happen with bottled? Like, I refilled it from one of these stations, whether it's here at SNY.
Oh, you filled it. Well.
Well, what, water's water, no?
Well, you would think so. I thought you meant that you had a bottle of water, you drank half of it yesterday, like it was already pre-bottled, right? And then you just kind of finished it up today.
No,
that's. Because I do that all the time.
So the refilled water. Sometimes I just left it in my bag, and I didn't give it any thought. Usually I'll refresh and take one per day and then just refill it for the day. But I refilled it, left it in the bag, and now I taste it, and it just tastes a little weird. Is that normal?
Maybe it's because you have the remnants of the protein bar still in your mouth. Are you sure it's the water?
No, I've had this happen before.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes
it even smells a little weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody trying to poison you here?
But it happens with only the refiltered water, like refiltered water at home, not an issue.
Okay.
The refiltered water through the system here or at SNY sometimes, I don't know what happens.
I devour water. Yeah. I probably have 5 or 6 bottles a day. Drink a lot of water.
And that's why you always gotta, go to the bathroom. All right, BT's out on the fan. So just to rehash the two topics, Mets free agency, and look, Brian Cashman is gonna speak later on today. Scott Boras later on today in Vegas at the GM meetings. David Stern spoke yesterday, so we're talking about the Mets offseason big picture, and Alonso's been a main theme. And then the report today from NJ.com that Paul Skeens reportedly told his teammates, or a teammate, that he wants to play for the Yankees. Now, if he is available, and if I hear that and I'm Brian Cashman, I'm sure he'll address it today, or at least he'll be asked about it today.
Yep.
He probably can't talk about other teams' players, but I would think that when you hear that, you do whatever you can to call up there and say, hey, look, if you want to talk, we're ready to go. Then it's just a matter. Well, I mean, they should.
For
they
sure.
should be doing it.
Hey, what's his term? Due diligence. He's been saying that forever. I mean, this is exhibit A of due diligence. Somebody throws that out there about Skeens. I'm calling the Pirates. I've already called them, or I've already reached out at this point.
They might have. Yeah, exactly. They might have already done that preemptively. All right, we'll get back to the calls in a second. Back to the Alonso thing with our last caller, EJ, I think was his name. Here's what I would be concerned about. As opposed to, well, Pete's a homegrown Met. Well, he has the record. Well, he's one of the best that we've ever had. I don't care about that because that speaks to the ineptitude of the franchise since its inception. I'm trying to change that and build a winning team. Now, I happen to believe that the best way to do that is offering Pete Alonso a big contract now, getting out in front of it. And to his other point about Pete wants to be here, okay. Everybody says Pete wants to be here, right?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that myself.
Well, me neither, as we've been saying for years. I then, by my approach, if Steve Cohen and David Stearns listened to me and got out in front of this instead of playing the waiting game and we want him back, but the market this, the market that, If you were aggressive enough from the get-go, he said he wanted 7 years, I'd say, okay, we'll give you 6 years, $180 million. And guess what? If they counter with saying $200 million, maybe I'm in a good mood, and I'll go six, because what's the difference with $20 million at that point? Now, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So for six, and I'll go over the top, 6 years, $200 million. If you think you're going to beat that, go beat it. Then it would be on Pete to see if he, how much he does want to be a Met. Because I don't think six for 200 is a bad offer. And the way that he beats that would be some ridiculous offer that you wouldn't be going to that extent anyway.
Which he's not getting. So he's just not getting that offer.
The way,
that crazy offer.
So the way I would do it, instead of the Mets playing the market, I would say we want you back and call his bluff and give him your best offer now.
Yeah.
And, okay, you risk losing him, but you take a calculated risk and you try to get out in front of it. Make him your best offer now and make him make the choice and see how much he really wants to be here.
It's an interesting chapter from the playbook here that you don't really see too often because you're calling his bluff is really what you're doing. So, again, we don't necessarily, not that he wants to leave the Mets, but we're not as wrapped up in Pete, you know, would be distraught if he went somewhere else. I think Pete just wants fair market value. I think Pete wants to get respected. I think Pete wants to rectify, in his mind, what went awry during free agency for him.
Which
a year
he should.
Ago.
He should want a little
100%. And by the way, the way he bounced back this season gives him full justification to pursue a better deal with great vigor. And really, if you want to say even without compromise, this time around, because he's coming off a really good year rather than a down one. Now, here's the thing, and people mess this up all the time, and I don't understand why. Oh, Boris, big, badass Boris. All right, fantastic. Do people not understand the way the talent or the player-agent dynamic works? I pay you to do what I tell you to do. Now, your main job is to get me the best offer, clearly. But when I tell you it's time to move on, or it's time to agree, or it's not about setting the market or doing right by the other players around baseball, it is Pete who's got to be holding the steering wheel here, and not Boris. And if Boris is dragging this thing in, you know, past Thanksgiving, which I think it certainly will get past that point, which is okay. But now you're starting to get to the middle of December and approaching Christmas or into February like a year ago. That's Pete's fault, and that's Pete's problem. And then I would say, you know what? If the Mets say, Pete, we're done with you, they would be fully justified in doing that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mets offseason, Paul Skeens. They're the topics right now. Nick is in Eastchester. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
So I called in because I want to ask, you know, Sal, you're on the SMY panel like every night.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed, especially in recent years, especially with the Juan Soto sweepstakes and everything, these national reporters have a tendency to, you know, race to get the headline, and there are all these conflicting reports during the baseball offseason. You could be a guy that just is kind of like, all right, I'm not going to, like, read into the Twitter rumors or whatever and just sit back and wait for the news from Passan to come. Everyone can do that, right? But if you're like me, a fan like me, like, I'm looking at all the SMY tweets, I'm looking at what John Heyman is saying and things like that. So, like, when Bob Nightingale comes out and he's like, oh, well, Pete Alonso is only going to come back to the Mets if he gets a team-friendly deal, right? An article said that the other day. Mm-hmm. And then Andy Martino came out and was like, well, that's not necessarily true. The Mets would love him back, but really primarily more of a DH role, which I agree with. But, you know, you sitting on the SMY panel, yeah, like, how do you see these national reporters and these conflicting reports during offseason, like, being a problem?
I think it's a great question, and I have a unique perspective, and thank you for the call, Nick. But I think you, as a fan or consumer, have to figure out on your own who you would trust. Before I give you my insight, I'm just going to say that on your own, right? But you may follow somebody, BT, that you've been following for a while, and this guy usually gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's going to be 100% right, but you trust some sources. By the way, sometimes sources leak things that aren't accurate.
There's always internal motivation.
What I would say is I work with a lot of very good reporters, and then I also talk to a lot of those reporters off the air. So I know how the sausage is made in a lot of these cases. And I can determine who I would trust. Like, put it this way. If you're putting Andy Martino against Bob Nightingale, especially as it pertains to the Mets or Yankees, that's a mismatch of epic proportions.
Nightingale does nothing for me.
It's me neither. Nothing. Now, he's been wrong all over the place. Morosi is another one who, I guess he's on MLB. So some people may like him. And yep. I'm not saying he gets everything wrong, but yep. he's gotten big things wrong.
Got Ohtani wrong with the plane, Toronto.
Andy, I know for a fact, just using him as a specific example, who I happen to work with all the time and have for a long time, he doesn't care about being first. He wants to be right. And he's got reputable sources. And if you go back and look at his reports, he never gets anything wrong. John Heyman, who I love and respect him and trust him as a national reporter, even he at times jumps the gun. Like, it happens to the best of them. I would trust Heyman. I would trust Sherman. Don't necessarily love Sherman, but whatever. I trust him as a reporter.
I trust him.
Martino, I trust. Will Salmon, Laura Albanese. All these people are plugged in to the inner workings, some more than others, to the inner workings of these franchises. So you, as the consumer, need to follow whoever you think you want to follow for Mets and Yankees stuff. And by the way, there are plenty of others that I'm leaving out. I'm just off the top of my head going over some of the names.
Yeah.
Not to leave out anybody specifically, but you need to follow along and see then if those reports end up matching what actually happens.
Look at it this way. So yesterday during our show, Ian O'Connor put out a tweet, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's the kind of person that you've got. At least I do. I know you do as well. Full belief that there is no misrepresentation. There is nothing that's sensationalized
Bingo.
About that. He's not trying to get clicks or tweets. He is providing information because he knows something that nobody else did at that point.
He is as respectable yep. as a writer yep. and reporter as there is, built off of the equity that he's built up for however many years. So when I see him say so, when we see him say something, okay, this is legit.
Pretty much take it as gospel. I also think a lot of these people now, and it's sad, the clickbait world. Come on, guys. We know where we live. I mean, when you are paid X amount of money to provide content of the, I'm not talking about what we do. I'm talking about of the written sense here or the information sense, right? You have to pump stuff out. Otherwise, you're going to get lapped here. And when there's a need to pump out so much, quote unquote, information or inside knowledge, you're going to trip over yourselves a lot. Think about the summer of LeBron. Like, that's really where it started. Yeah. If you ask me, what was the origin of the irresponsible, you know, gluttonous involvement with social media?
It's going back a long time.
It's going back a long way.
Twitter was still kind of in its infancy.
Correct. I mean, not everybody was really on social media at that point. It wasn't very big. I was on it, but I didn't really do it much. But that, to me, is where it started. Now, obviously, the newspapers in the 70s, like you go back to the Tom Seaver trade and some other things, of course, very influential. I think you've got to trust certain people, like you say. I happen to love the show. I've told you that. Like, even if we didn't work together, I like the show.
It's a
good show.
Even if I were not on it.
Well, it'd be better if you weren't on it.
Yeah, maybe it would be.
We get TV sound, we get radio sound.
Doug Williams
was totally different people.
He left. But even if I were not a part of it, I still believe.
It's a good cast.
And not only that, the producers do an excellent job. And I'm telling you, now, I don't know how many people watch. Like, I know the ratings are fine. They're good, whatever.
Sure.
So we'll go with that. I'm just saying, in general, that is as good a baseball show and as informative a baseball show as there is. Certainly
like
in
it.
This town.
I've said that for a while. I even like Sports Night. We talked about this off the air the other day. I really think SNY, when you think about the imprint here, on the local sports scene, when we were growing up, it was MSG. You'd get like MSG Sports Desk, right? Now, of course, you watch the Knicks and the Rangers and some college hoops, whatever. But if you want to kind of get, whether it's a debate, an intelligent debate, or a representation of all the teams, you got to watch Sports Night. I don't watch Sports Center any night. And I watch Sports Night, and if I fall asleep, I'll bang it in the morning. What are you getting out of Sports Center?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't get much out of it.
I don't watch Sports Center at all.
It's changed the way that we used to consume things. Anyway, point is, especially in today's world, like you said, it's not just the baseball stuff. Everybody's trying to get clicks. Now, this Randy Miller, I don't know him, but I don't believe that that's being sensationalized.
No.
I think you do the math. He's gotten quotes from a Pirates teammate of Paul Skeens.
And we've referenced him before.
Yes.
He's not one who just, you know, goes over the top and tries to beat you to it. He's reputable.
Now you also know he knows it could be a nothing report that is going to get, because it's Paul Skeens and the Yankees, it's going to blow up, which is what everybody wants. Clicks and talking about it, and we're mentioning it. That's what happens. But it is a legitimate, at least I take it as a legitimate report, where you're saying you got a quote from one of his teammates saying he's told me he wants to play for the Yankees. That is at least newsy, as opposed to somebody's opinion throwing something at the wall. Oh, this could happen. I want to have reporters give me information. We don't have the information. Give us the information based on your reporting. Some, I think, just throw stuff at the wall and hope it sticks.
I'll tell you who does it. We'll get to this a little bit later. He did some good reporting. He got shredded for it. Our buddy Rich Cimini. He had a good game. We'll get to that later with Glenn. I can't defend that. I got to get on Aaron a little bit later.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick is calling from Norwood. What's up, Nick?
Nick.
Hey, sorry, guys. I actually got to run. I got tied up at work. Sorry. Been on hold for a while. See you guys.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Gary's in Astoria. What's up, Gary?
I don't think that's ever happened before.
I've had worse.
Wow. That's interesting.
It happens. Hey, he was on hold for a while. We're sorry it took so long. But go ahead, Gary.
Hey, listen. Good morning. Hey, a couple of things. It's about David Stearns and Steve Cohen. Who's really calling the shots? I mean, everybody's talking about David Stearns, the boy genius and that. He really screwed up the pitching the last go-around. If they don't get Scooble, number one, and they don't re-sign, or they should re-sign Pete Alonso, I will be very impressed. If they lose Alonso and get Scooble, I think the Mets are still in trouble.
Not if they get Bregman.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the other moves. What I will say is that in no way, shape, or form, you can make an argument that they could build without Alonso or certain other pieces. No way, shape, or form will it be an acceptable offseason if they don't land two bona fide starting pitchers, in my opinion.
Hey, you know, we're talking about a lot of money here with a lot of these ball plays. Another thing that I was thinking about, like the Dodgers, the way they did the Ohtani contract, the deferred payments. How about thinking about that, maybe Cashman, because I'm a Yankee fan, do something, get multiple plays, work something out, upfront money, and do a deferred payment plan.
Be nice.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Gary.
It would be nice. I'd like to see the Yankees and the Mets really join this modern way of not only being able to bring in, you know, star player after star player, but, I mean, you know, let's not hide the main story here. The Dodgers are making money off the deferrals because they're reinvesting the money. It's brilliant.
Right, but don't you think that it takes certain players to be willing to do that?
Correct, it does. Now, you've got to be willing to, you've got to be open to it.
You think Juan Soto wanted deferrals to that line?
No.
Of course not.
No, because Soto doesn't have the global imprint that Ohtani does. I don't know what Ohtani's getting from New Balance, but I'm sure it is a ridiculous amount. You know, and Soto's got endorsements, but not to the, you know, worldwide level. It's different. So Ohtani could do it because he's banging bank no matter what, whereas Soto wants to get paid.
Basically, his whole contract's deferred.
I know.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen in 10, 15 years when they have to pay him, you know, whatever it is, $40 million a year.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I don't know the exact math on it, but they're going to have made a lot of money off of that invest because they're taking the money that, let's say they would have paid him $70 this year.
What if, I don't know, what if something happened
with the stock market? Yeah, I mean, there's always an unpredictable. Maybe they have more bonds, something safer. I don't know.
The Mets did this. They were ahead of the curve with this, with the Bobby Bonilla freaking contract.
Yeah.
And now it's become a laughing stock. It's horrible. It's not even funny anymore at this point.
No, but it wouldn't have been a laughing stock if Bobby Bonilla was fantastic. The difference is Ohtani's one of a kind. No, Bonilla was,
I think the, you know, okay. Unfortunately, the Madoff stuff. The Mets thought that they were making money the way that they were. And yeah, if everything on the surface is, well, we're going to pay him whatever it is now, just defer it, basically get him for free. Now, that was pennies compared to what Ohtani's making, but it's also, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the idea of deferrals aren't new. The idea of a star player deferring that much money, that's obscene.
It is. But again, and I think it's such a small pool of people who would be willing and or able to do it. He's one of them. Again, he's got to be making, if I had to take a guess, he's got to be $30, $40 million from New Balance. It's got to be. I see him every day, that New Balance with Cooper. I think it's Cooper Flagg and a WNBA player and him swinging the bat. It's like, this guy's got everything.
He's Shohei Ohtani. I mean, he's the biggest name, certainly in baseball, and maybe one of the biggest names in sports.
Let me ask you this. Aside from now that Tiger Woods is kind of out of the spotlight, Tiger Woods, LeBron, you know, maybe more so a couple of years ago with LeBron and Ohtani, are those the three biggest brands in sports?
I mean, I don't know. Are we just missing, Patrick Mahomes?
Something else on the international scene.
Messi is.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, but I don't know much about soccer, though. But so put soccer aside for a minute.
I don't know anything about soccer. I know Messi and the impact.
Yeah.
Hoff went to see him out at Citi Field. I went to see him out at Sports Illustrated Stadium with the Red Bulls.
Yeah.
He is a massive star and draw.
No, there's no doubt. There's not a golfer right now that's on that level. I don't think Mahomes' reach is even remotely as now football trumps baseball in terms of popularity, but I don't think Mahomes I think Mahomes is looking up miles at Ohtani in terms of global brand.
I mean,
but not domestic.
But what's the biggest sport globally? It's got to be football.
It's soccer. Globally it's soccer. 100% it's soccer. Honestly, maybe baseball with the Asian impact,
I don't know.
And basketball has grown quite a bit as well in Europe.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll get back to your football calls, but you want to
Further explain just the whole Hulu thing. So Disney basically over the 2010s ended up acquiring this and tried to merge it in with Disney Plus, and hopefully I'm getting this right, but now Disney is also, or has bought into Fubo. So now Disney has Fubo. They have Hulu. They got Disney Plus. I mean, yes. It's crazy.
They've also acquired Dildo. I just saw that across
the interesting thing is that
Sports Business Journal.
I know. Yeah. Very funny. So the thing about it is that Alphabet, the company that owns Google, is worth like $3 trillion.
Sounds about right.
And Disney's probably worth about somewhere between $400 and $500 billion, I would imagine, somewhere around there. I mean, Alphabet could buy Disney tomorrow if they wanted to.
Sure.
But Disney's not going to sell, of course.
See Steve Cohen selling that gold toilet?
Is he really?
Yeah. Priced, they're going to start the bidding at $10 million.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So they're not going to put that in the new casino? You would think that that would be like in the new casino or the hotel over there.
I mean, it is kind of perfect for Citi Field after what happened last year, right? It's a toilet made out of gold. Very expensive, but poop goes in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what happened last year, the Mets.
Now you bring that up. But, you know, a friend of mine who unfortunately passed away within the last year and a half, he had a gold toilet.
Really?
He did, yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, this was like the – so for years, no one knew.
So I've actually pooped on a gold toilet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're comfortable enough to go there.
I mean, come on. You should have seen this bathroom. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So for years, people didn't know who had the gold toilet because when it was bought at auction, it was anonymous. And then now Steve Cohen came out. I was like, it was me. And I'm putting it back out there. So if you got $10 million or more to throw out there for a gold toilet, this is your day.
If it helps us sign Edwin Diaz, definitely.
Yeah, I did think about that.
Or this Japanese first baseman.
Yeah, Murakami. It's my guy. Third base, first base. I'm looking for Murakami.
Well, Murakami.
I'm looking for him.
Is he looking for you?
I hope so.
Or is he looking for the Yankees?
Probably looking for the Dodgers, like every Japanese player.
Now, how much more can the Dodgers spend?
Oh, infinite amounts.
Because of the consortium?
Yeah, infinite amounts. Just quickly on baseball, because we're talking about the two Guardians pitchers, Manuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, now caught up in their own sports gambling, fixing of prop bets. You know, we talked about the NBA one for a while. This is another horrible one for Major League Baseball. But I have to tell you that it doesn't feel like the sports fan really cares about this. It doesn't feel like what Major League Baseball tried to avoid for so many years because of the Pete Rose stuff and how much emphasis they put on gambling and all that stuff. Like it doesn't feel to me like the baseball fan and the basketball fan, like they'll get annoyed because maybe they're like, oh, I lost a bet because this guy was fixing it and this is crazy. But it doesn't feel like everybody's up in arms about this to the point where they're going to stop watching sports at all. I mean, this should have been a bigger story. But it wasn't really yesterday. Why? Because we're all watching football. That's why. Do you get that same sense?
Well, you know, you got three different things going on here. You got a couple basketball players caught up in illegal poker. You got a basketball player, you know, caught up in Terry Rozier, you know, manipulating prop bets. You got these pitchers manipulating prop bets. I think, you know, the commissioners are going to have to sit down with like the FanDuels of the world, and they're going to discuss whether or not these prop bets really are worth it. I mean, I know it's a big part of, you know, the gambling scene because I actually bet on prop bets.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I would really be worried if I were a commissioner. I don't know how deep this goes. You know, of course, when you start seeing other people like Tim Donahue, the disgraced ex-official out there, oh, this is deeper than you can even imagine. You can't even, you know, it's the world is coming to an end, you know, because he got caught.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. I don't know how deep it goes, and I don't know whether or not fans are paying attention to it or not. I know Congress is paying attention to it. I know that the commissioners in each one of the sports are paying attention to it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think it's a big deal. I'm surprised that, you know, there aren't more people out there that are up in arms about this. I guess you know what it's going to do is it's going to take a football scenario to come out that is proven to be fixed in some way, whether a guy drops a pass, an official's a dirty official. It has to be something like that. You know, a running back fakes an injury and goes under with his yard, something like that in the NFL, I think, to really blow the thing up. Because right now, these are big, big stories, and I feel like they're flying under the radar.
But these players have got to realize, again, whether it be the sportsbook themselves or whether it be the leagues themselves, everybody is looking at abnormal bets. I should say.
I mean, especially when it comes to like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even tens of thousands of dollars on, you know, some random guy's rebounds or this pitch being in the dirt. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm just telling you, they'll end up firing. They'll end up making a major example. So, by the way, what's his name? Otani's assistant. He went to jail.
Ipe Mizuhara.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, until one of these players get, you know, hauled off in handcuffs and goes to jail, then it'll wake up the rest of the players. And then they'll be able to use those players as an example as to why you don't want to go down this road.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I mean, once again, it's just how these guys get involved in this stuff. I mean, it has to be from, you know, just gambling and the rush and the addiction that it can be, because you wouldn't imagine that they would be risking their freedom on fixing pitches.
Right.
I mean, and that's kind of what they're doing. I mean, it said Class A could face up to 65 years in jail. There's no way he's getting 65 years in jail. But it's like, you know, it carries that, you know, sentence if everything, whatever, worked out, but or didn't work out, depending on how you look at it. But yeah, I mean, one of these guys going to jail could really send shockwaves, because right now it just feels like these just names are out there and that's that, and we're now moving on. If the NFL gets involved, though, it's going to be a different kettle of fish.
Yes, it will be.
Let's go to Shannon in Fairfield. What's going on, Shannon?
Hi, guys. I just want to tell you about the YouTube situation. The only reason to keep YouTube for me right now is because they don't carry CBS Sports, which means there's no Boomer and Geo in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's a big reason why we have YouTube TV in our house as well, as because of the CBS Sports Network. So, yeah, I know, man. It's tough. We appreciate you making decisions based on that. But hopefully this thing gets worked out. But the problem is, the way Boomer explained it, I mean, there's really no reason for the Disney side of things to cave to YouTube and YouTube TV.
No, totally true. But it's a pain in the ass going back and forth when the NFL is on CBS and Fox. Yeah. And then maybe you got to watch something over on ESPN. You got to flip over, get out of the app, get onto the new app. It's a total.
Well, it's also block. The same thing with like the Rangers and Knicks.
Yeah.
They're on Fubo. Is what they're on, or they're on the Gotham app, which I still hear is very wonky.
It is.
All right, so that's got to get worked out. I mean, but yeah, I mean, so I have Apple TV, Prime, Netflix, Fubo.
I can't even
YouTube
do this.
TV,
because I start thinking about it, I start freaking out.
I think I just saw an alert that my HBO thing just went up $3, so I'm getting rid of that now.
HBO Max.
And they got Paramount Plus.
Mm.
So they
can't count on much.
But you can count on Paramount Plus. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of that, Sports Talk on the Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th, right around the corner on Paramount Plus. One of my favorite shows of all time, The Return of Landman, from our friend Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner. Billy Bob Thornton is back, thank God. Featuring Academy Award winner Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman. New season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. I'm taking Matt to the premiere tomorrow night.
Oh, that's great. You didn't want to go. Yeah, no, it's not that I didn't want to go.
But I just want to make sure, like, I didn't BT you.
Yeah, no.
I asked you to go.
No, I told you how appreciative I was of that, and the Paramount people for Paramount Plus people for offering the invite up. It's just that because we are emceeing the Duncan Foundation.
We're not emceeing.
Well, no. What are we doing?
No, we're going there as representatives from WFAN to the Duncan Gala Foundation.
Oh, I thought we had to speak.
No.
Oh, okay.
Or the Duncan Foundation Gala, I should say. No.
Okay, so we're not emceeing it, so that's great. I would have been happy to emcee it as well. But because I have an overnight situation, you know where I live, right?
It's yeah.
Way out there.
Yeah.
You know,
I pass it every weekend.
I just felt like the two overnights in 1 week was probably too much with the small children.
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
That's all. It's not that I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or that I didn't want to go. I did want to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make these decisions. Let's go to Dave in Westchester. Good morning, Dave.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good, Dave.
You guys have been all over the place this morning. Now, my original call was regarding the caller that brought up Mike McCarthy, Gio.
Yeah.
Sort of, I'm going to use the FAN word. You sort of poo-pooed it.
Oh, poo-poo spot.
Remember back in 96 when the Yankees hired a manager and everybody poo-pooed it. It worked out pretty well. Just my point is, as a lifelong Giant fan and where we are as a franchise right now, I think the net should be the biggest net they ever cast. And I know it'll never happen, but with Mr. Mara's health being what it is, could they bring a president of football operations in to hire a new GM and a new coach first. And yeah, other med point, I know we went around the block last month on Alonzo. The kid from Japan can't hit the fastball. Check his batting average against fastballs against over 95 miles an hour. It's under 200.
Wow, are you looking at Japanese metrics? Wow,
Japanese
I didn't know that.
Splits, Dave. Wow. I love it, man. Who doesn't love a little Japanese split?
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
He's over there. He is going
deep. I keep saying I want Alonzo back. You know, because I feel like this guy's going to use the Mets as leverage.
Probably.
But you got to remember, run prevention. That seems to be a big thing right now.
Damn right it is.
I mean, I'm always about defense first. I mean, as long as you can defend. But the problem is, if you don't score a goddamn goal at home, you can't win.
You know, I watched that entire game. From start to finish. It was like a little house party situation.
Yeah.
And there were Ranger fans there. There were Islander fans there. I threw on one of my Islander jerseys, sat there. Kids were running around. Watched every second of that game.
Yeah, your boy Ledecky texted me the other day. Goes, how's 6'4 taking, like in the Islanders? Calls you 6'4. 6'4. Not 6'7. 6'4.
That's right. 6'4. Yeah, I'm feeling great about the squad right now. Bo Horvat, what a beast, huh? What a guy. He just buried.
They have the same amount of points as the Rangers do. So just relax.
Hey. You know what, though? They started off, 0-3? So, really trending upward. You think about that.
Yeah, they lost to Minnesota the night before that the Rangers beat Detroit.
Okay.
The big question will be for the Rangers tonight. Can we actually score like 3 or 4 goals? Sooner or later, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
CeeLo's going tonight, I think.
So, I think tonight would be the night that it would it's going to happen.
Let's go to Mike and Beth Page. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, boys, how you doing today?
All right, Mikey, what's happening, brother?
Good. I usually call in about sports. This call, so I just wanted to thank you guys. 4 months ago yesterday, unfortunately, my girl passed away. And believe it or not, one of our things that we did every morning like a ritual would listen to your show. And she would love it. She would laugh. She would love Eddie's drops. And it just became like a ritual. And then after she passed away, your show has been like a huge part of my recovery back to happiness, man, because for like 3 hours, I get a break from, you know, the misery, just listening to you guys, listening to the funny drops, listening to everything. So I really just wanted to call in to thank you guys, let you guys know that you guys do a lot for people that, you know, people are sad, people are upset. You guys do a lot of good for people that you probably don't even realize.
Wow, Mike. I mean, that is that's the highest compliment. And I'm so sorry that you lost your girlfriend. That is just it's brutal to hear. But, you know, I don't tend to have a great day, Mike. And I appreciate that. I never really think about those things, you know, when you're doing the show and when anybody brings something up like that about how we made them laugh during a tragic time of their lives. It always is the highest compliment, I think, that anybody can give us. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, that was. That was really nice, Mike.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, you're right. I don't think about that. I do think about, like, if I had a bad night the night before, or if I'm having a bad day or something like that, these 4 hours can't be bad. These 4 hours have got to be on point. They got to be fun. They got to be informative. But they also got to be, you know, be taking shots at each other left and right for 18 years. Well, sure. At least I have with these maniacs. Right.
Yep. That is correct. It's going to be a full 8 years at January 2nd, and then to the start of year 9.
Makes me wonder about whether or not, you know, we're going to have our Christmas dinner this year.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
We have to pick a date to do that.
Man. That's right. Jeez. I hadn't even thought about that. I am just behind
with
everything.
See, this is why I handle stuff like this.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm supposed to organize this, like, Sayville man lunch that I did last year. And it was so much fun. It was like a Christmas man lunch. Just a lot of testosterone and drinking and eating and burping and the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. Are you doing it at Teller's?
Yes, that's what I did it last year.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm behind on doing this whole thing.
I mean, yeah, because the stuff creeps up on you before you know it.
Yeah, and then I just procrastinate. I'm like, I got time. Don't worry about it. Then everybody's asking, hey, you get a date on that? I'm like, oh, God, why did I decide to be in charge of this? Why did I do that?
You know why? Because you're like the the man of the people in Sayville. I'm like, you have a voice. People hear it every single day. They admire you. They appreciate you. They're inspired by you. And by the way, you're going to have to now go to Northport, I heard, for lunch because Belport lost to Northport.
Yeah, I know.
And now Northport and East Islip have to play again.
Yeah. Yeah, I got. I made a bet with Big Hurls, and I have to now go to his neck of the woods and buy him lunch. So,
do you think he takes you like to a bunch of places and like introduces you as Gio?
No, kind of thing. I hope so.
Like Big Shot stuff?
Yeah, yeah, I hope so. That'd be great. I'm not up there on that North Shore very often, so.
That's true.
It's a rarity. It's sort of like that.
When was the last time you were in Northport?
Probably when we played them in football.
You're going to be shocked.
Actually, no.
Northport, Port Jefferson, all of those towns have become like must go to towns, restaurants, shopping, living. I mean,
I went to one restaurant on Mother's Day that Gina decided we needed to go to because she knows I don't want to leave the area, the immediate area on the weekends, but she knows Mother's Day, I have no choice but to say yes. So that's when she picks these restaurants that are God knows how far away. So I did go to one restaurant in Northport that was very, very nice, but I have not been there since. But yeah, it's like the cuckoo bird that showed up in Riverhead when I'm on the North Shore. Very yes. rare. Very rare.
Right.
The exactly. winds blew me up here somehow, some way.
Oh, you'll find your way to a golf course up there.
Suffolk County, North Shore? No, I really have not. That's St. George's once
yes.
this past summer. I mean, Nassau County, yes, because there's so many amazing.
You haven't played Nisquag yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah. No, my friend Bill Gensch always he tries to get me there, but he doesn't have any juice.
Okay.
It's amazing. He keeps going, oh, we want to play Nisquag? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, I got to, you know, we can play Nisquag. And I'm like, okay, well, when are we going to play? He's like, I don't know. And they never comes through with it. Because he's got no juice whatsoever.
No juice.
Think he has juice, doesn't have juice.
So he's juiceless.
He's juiceless.
Yeah.
He's floated this thing out there.
Juiceless usually means useless.
Bingo. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Power up, give our power rankings in the NFL. We do that at 12:40. What do you say here, BT, before we get back to the close? You had a little note?
I got a little something for you here from Joel Sherman.
Okay.
So obviously a very well-trusted, respected source. The Mets could consider moving outfielder Brandon Nimmo this offseason. Quote, the word that I heard shared by an AL official is that the Mets have spitballed the thought about moving on from Nimmo and how much they might have to eat contractually to make that happen.
Yeah, where is that now? That just came out?
I just saw that. It's come out within the last hour or so. It's attributed to Joel. I saw it on one of these aggregating sites. I don't know where it originated from.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I even trust that.
Well, I mean, either way, it's out there. Getting,
come on, why are you going on the fan with these aggregator sites?
What? Are you getting on me for giving you news? Come on.
Yeah,
Joel Sherman's attached to it.
Well, I mean, the Joel Sherman, that's why I'm questioning it, because I have not seen it. Usually that would pop into the feed here. You see anything about the Post? By the way, speaking of the Post, rest in peace, Larry Brooks. He passed away today. Hall of Fame hockey writer, legendary hockey writer.
He would go at it with Torts. Him and Torts would do breakdowns, those guys. Yeah, I saw a very sad 75.
Yeah.
I know that they thought he had a little more time. Boomer was talking about that. Great writer, no doubt.
But that's where I've seen a lot of the content from. I haven't seen it on there. I can't trust the aggregators. Anyway, they should be. Point is, this is something I brought up in season. These moves, these decisions are not easy. If you want to upgrade the defense, Brandon Nimmo is not a good defensive player. So one way to do that would be trying to move on from him. And also, even if you had to pay some of that salary, you still would save whatever it is that he has left. It's a sunk cost.
So whatever
you get back from that, it just frees you up a little bit. Not that they need that, but okay, you rid yourself of a contract that David Stearns would not have done. So I'm okay with that if that is accurate from Joel Sherman of the Post saying that the Mets have at least inquired.
Somebody attributing to Joel. Joel didn't tweet that, just to be clear. Somebody said that.
But it might have come from one of his articles or maybe a podcast.
Or it's conversation possible. At the winter meetings right now. This just dropped an hour or so ago. Go ahead. You got something there, Hoff? What do you got? Oh, you're putting your hand up. Okay.
Just 5 years.
I mean, here's what. Thank you. 5 years. Thank you. So 5 years in Nimmo, that's a problem. And by the way, you said this 2 months ago that you'd be open to this.
Yeah.
And I think what this shows at the very least here, and I'd like to see the Yankees think out of the box with Giancarlo Stanton, something we touched on earlier. I know he's got a no trade. You'd have to approach him. He'd have to acquiesce, whether it's even trading Jazz, whether it's trying to get out of Nimmo's contract here. There are just I feel like this could be a transformative offseason, more so for the Mets. I think they've got more to do, but transformative in the sense in bringing in a lot more players, both teams, but also doing things that aren't just sign this free agent or do this conventional move. Like, I think a lot's on the table for both of these teams, which is
as
a welcome
it
thought.
It's not just as simple as, just adding the free agents. Brett is calling from New York. What's up, Brett?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good. What's up?
You guys were talking about Kettle Marte earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that situation, it all had to do with they all had a plan to have him have a whole bunch of games off, but he kept choosing to take games off after the All-Star break in the most important games, and they just felt like they couldn't rely on him.
Okay. We're not on top of that every single day. We heard about some of the stuff. You were telling me before.
His home was burglarized shortly after the incident with his mom, who passed away tragically in a car accident years before that.
Right. So now I don't know, and thank you for the call, Brett, and for the insight there. I don't know the exact inner workings of what was going on with Arizona. All we could go based off of is that Arizona seems to be making a player that is good and under team control at a good cost, a good value for a while. They seem to be making him available.
Yeah.
And he's missed a bunch of games the last two seasons. So I'm not going to say that he's a bad guy or that, I wouldn't want him. Based on production, all that stuff, I think that you can make a case for him. Maybe the Mets more so than the Yankees. I don't think he's a fit with the Yankees unless they move on from Jazz. And even with the Mets, I would have more pressing issues than trying to get Marte. I'd take him, but I don't know the inner workings of all that. I'm sure the Mets or Yankees or whoever else is interested would do their due diligence. But generally, if you're seeing a team that could use him and he's been productive for that team and he's not of high cost, and there were some potential issues or rumblings of it, and makes you wonder at least a little bit.
Well, I also think you're talking about a team that's got to be very, very buttoned up and diligent with their finances here. So this was 2024. I just wanted to punch this up. I was looking for 2025, but it obviously bleeds into last season. You're looking at the Dodgers, the Mets. Here's 2025. Dodgers, Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Cubs, top five. Obviously San Diego, Toronto spent some money. But the year before, the Diamondbacks were top 10. And that is something they very rarely are. Now, they dropped down to 20th highest payroll the year ago, which is where they probably want to reside. They want to be in that Baltimore, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Guardians territory. And, you know, by the way you do that, if those are the restraints that you have to operate within, you get rid of a player who's pretty damn good, like Marte.
Dude, think about the amount that Marte is going to cost them. I just pulled it up here annually. $14 million last year. Okay.
Peanuts.
So moving forward. $16 million, $12 million. $20 million, $22 million, that's at age 35, $22 million at 36, age 36, player option for $11 million to age 37. For a player of his production, now I could see getting ahead of the curve and saying, well, at age 35, is it going to be worth $20 million? That's, in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. A player like that on the open market, if he were on the open market a few years ago, even now, he's getting, I would think, more than that per year. $16 million for this upcoming season? $12 million next year?
Yeah, that's a big drop. That's a very strangely structured contract to go down and then go up basically $4 million after that.
Well,
that's
help
odd.
Them in the short term.
Well, that's true. You get a little flexibility. Listen, I don't know. I don't pretend to know, and we'll get more and more as we get closer to this, but like, what's the ramifications of the pending work stoppage, which I strongly believe is going to happen? I've said that for over a year. I think it's a very common thought now, and they might be looking at, like, if there's a floor or if there's whatever's implemented that we don't really know yet, they're probably trying to get ahead of this. I mean, it's got to be about the money and not about the player. That is, you know, do I want, let's say, the Yanks or Mets, you know, do I want him making $20-something million when, in what year is that, 2030, did you say, would be the option?
Yeah.
Or 2029? I mean, not really. I mean, that's now you're getting to a number that is, you know, you're still going to have Freed, you're still going to have Judge, you're going to have some other big ones. So, not saying it's perfect, but, you know, if you could get them, listen, the Marlins ate $10 million on Stanton. Now, that hasn't really been applied yet because we're just at that point in the contract now. But if the Marlins could do that, who have less resources than the Diamondbacks could shave off a few bucks for Marte. Why not?
BT and Sal on the Fan. We will power up when we come back. From what we heard from David Stearns, I'm not going to take it literally every word. And there were some good things in there talking about, well, yeah, we want Pete and Diaz back. Okay, now people are going to interpret that whichever way that they want. And I would be more aggressive than just saying it and waiting for the market to develop, which is what he said they're going to do. But I still have confidence in the Mets hierarchy to go big. And now, they have to prove it. I'm not just basing it off of Soto last year. There were a lot of question marks as well last year. I still believe at my core, the Mets still have it within their front office to go big, regardless of how Stearns addressed the media yesterday in Vegas.
They've got the money. I think they've got the owner who's got the want. I'm not sure what direction the GM's going to go, so I don't have quite as much confidence. And I'm not saying that they won't do some big stuff, but let's put the Pete stuff to the side, right? So what would constitute big in terms of position players? You're talking about Tucker, Bellinger, Bregman, Bichette, and Schwarber. Do I have great confidence that they get any of those guys? Not particularly. I probably got a little more confidence if they find a way to bring Pete back on a team-friendliest deal than get one of the. I don't know. I think the Mets are going to be fixated on the starting pitching, which is a good thing. They need to do that. But if they just do that and maybe bring back Pete, I don't think that's enough.
Well, let's start here. Do you think they bring back Pete and Diaz? Well, they at least said they want to.
I know.
All right, so forget about
it. I think one of the two is back.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, even if you bring those guys back, what would be big in your mind? For me, the biggest thing they could do is go land a top high-end starter. Without that, really, I want two. I want either Skubal or Skeens.
Yep.
One of those two, and then one of the top pitchers. I would prefer Suarez, but there's some talk about Valdez
like that. Okay.
So I want two of those guys. That, to me, is big. I believe that it's possible. It should be. And if it isn't, then regardless of what happens with Diaz and Alonso, I don't think that that's good enough.
Okay. So let's go through this line by line. I don't think they make a series play at Tucker because Soto's in right, unless they were able to trade Nimmo, which I don't think that they will even try to do. There's no, and Tucker's not a center fielder, no room for Tucker.
Now,
I put him aside.
And are you okay with that? I am myself.
Yeah, I am to an extent. I don't know that they need Tucker.
They got big contracts all over. Like, what are you going to do with
them? That's why you got Cohen. Yeah, right. Come on, you got to get going. Do I think that they'll make a serious run at Bellinger? I do. I don't think he's leaving the Yankees. So I think that those two names are off the board.
I'm not so sure that they're going to, but okay, let's leave them off the board.
Okay, so now to me, the game changer would be a combination of, say, Bregman and Schwarber. Schwarber's your DH. Bregman's a third. Maybe you trade Beatty, bring in some pitching. Maybe he's part of a Schuble deal, and obviously a lot more to get Schuble. I don't know that they're going to make a run for Bichette. I really think it comes down to Bregman and Schwarber. And if they can do that with Soto, and then obviously, you know, if Pete's back, that's a loaded lineup at that point. Now the Mets offense is ready to do some destruction.
See, and this is
why. They need a lot of work.
Right, but you're just going over just the free agents, and I understand why. Those are the names that we know. Those are the names that they're out there. The Mets have money. That's why I think this team is in need of a bigger deal with making a big trade. I'm not just talking about for Schuble. I'm talking about changing some of the infrastructure of this group. Now, who's available? Who knows? You got to wait and see how the market develops here. Who's going to be looking to move certain pieces? Maybe you could make it appealing by sending certain pieces elsewhere. Again, I don't know what the value is for Jeff McNeil or Mark Vientos or Beatty even. Now, Stearns alluded to Beatty getting some reps at third base, which would be, to me, it's discouraging because I'd rather him say, I want to go get Bregman. I understand Beatty can be a useful piece, and you're going to have to use the bulk of your resources on starting pitching. I don't think the offseason would be a success if they don't get at least two top starters and figure out a way with at least one piece, big piece, to change the look of that starting lineup.
They need to do a lot, man. And you and I have talked about this for now a couple of years. You know, the DNA of the team's got to change. I don't disagree on that. Will they be able to change it? I'm not so sure. That goes into what you brought up, the value of McNeil, the value of Nimmo, and how these guys have perceived around baseball. See, I take a step back, and when I look at the Mets, forget about the pitching for a moment, and I'm going to also keep Pete on the side because, I think it's 50-50. I think there's more of a chance he's not back, but it's hard to formulate opinions because we don't know what Pete's going to do, so you almost have to suspend the reality. You know what I mean?
Which is why I've said this here and I've said this on SNY on Baseball Night New York. I would not let him hold it up. And then people hear that and they'll say, like, oh, you don't want Pete back? No, it's the exact opposite. If the Mets really do want Pete back, why can't they do what they did with Diaz when he was a free agent a couple years ago? Remember how they got ahead of the market? Now, I know that it's Boris and it's a little bit different circumstance, but if I went to Pete, and this is what I would do, and say, here's 6 years, $180 million. Okay,
I'm listening.
Would you think it's a lot, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm not playing footsie here. I'm trying to get him back. And I know that to get out in front of the market and to not wait, I'm going to have to come with a big offer. Now, he and Boris could say that's great and then use that as a starting point to go elsewhere and get a bigger offer. I would say this is a take it or leave it. You got 5 days a week, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I would operate because it is the linchpin to the rest of the offseason.
It's a very aggressive way to do it.
And it's not dismissing
it. I kind of like it.
It's not dismissing it.
I understand.
You're showing you want it back. Now, it would also be with the
urgency.
Correct. We want you back. Just like we did with I want you back. 6 years, you got it. $180 million, you got it. Now, I'm going to need you to play some DH.
Okay.
Certainly, in the short term, maybe part-time DH, eventually full-time, whatever. He's got to be open to that. But I think that's a more than fair offer as opposed to waiting for the market to develop. Because then back to your point, if you don't know what's going on with Pete, then what do you do everywhere else?
Well, you could lose out on some of these other names, and then you could ultimately lose out on Pete, and then you go maybe from an 83-win team to a 78-win team. So you've got to put the guardrails up there to protect against the worst case. I do like the aggressive mindset that you talk about the Mets maybe having. I don't think that they'll be that cutthroat. I'd be surprised. But here's the other thing, too, and I don't even know if it would work if they were because of Boris, as you mentioned. But, take a step back and just take an aerial view of the Mets. There's two positions of strength right now. And both are really more from an offensive point of view. You have Soto, who's a plus player, right. Obviously. He's a great hitter. He's average out there and right, whatever. We'll see if he runs as much without the first base coach. I don't think he will, but
Stearns called him out yesterday defensively.
He didn't have a great defensive year. This is who he is.
I was a little surprised he called him out.
I like that. Okay, so Soto's a plus in right as a hitter. And Lindor is still a plus hitter, although there were some worrisome signs of defense taking a step back a year ago. And it's not to knock those guys. It's really just to put in motion where the Mets are at. What's happening at first? What's happening at second? What's happening at third? What's happening behind the plate? What's up with Nimmo? What's up in center? Now, I know we talked about Carson Bench and maybe Taylor. All right, those are things that are a little more ancillary. But the Mets have two plus players, I think, in the estimation of everybody. Now, we can sit here and say, well, Beatty could become this. I'm talking about guys who indisputably are highly above average major league hitters. Two, that is not good enough to win a World Series. So when you throw the names out there, especially without the pitching, which I do think they'll get, the Tuckers, the Bellingers, the Bregmans, the Bichettes, the Schwarbers, they got to be in on these guys, and more than one of those guys, Sal.
Well, so then I would argue, even if they bring Pete back, now you can say, oh, well, they have three proven offensive players. Is that enough?
No, it's not. Well, that wasn't enough last year.
That's exactly my point.
Now, not to contradict or debate myself, but if there was, do it on occasion, but if there was a lot of pitching last year, would that have been enough with Soto and Lindor?
Okay, so now we'll get back to the Colts here in a second. My biggest fear this offseason is that they retain what they had, bring back Diaz, bring back Alonso, keep the lineup pretty much the same, Beatty a little bit at third, mm-hmm. Vientos in there a little bit, McNeil, the same slop that didn't work, Nimmo out there in left, the same stuff. They keep that together and just add pitching.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is also not good enough.
I agree. That's not enough at this point.
Which means there's a lot of work
done
for the New York Mets.
Better get going.
And I still have faith. Now, call me a fool. I still have faith that they'll get it done. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry in Westchester starts us off. What's up, Larry?
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys doing?
Good, Larry.
What's happening?
Okay, couple of moves that I think are absolutely necessary for the Mets to make to improve. The first guy I would go after would be Bellinger and put him in center field. If you can get him from the Yankees and put him in center, I could live with Nimmo for one more year, even though I don't think he is as consistent as I would like him to be, but you drop him down to sixth in the batting order. The other move is, there's that guy on San Diego that wins batting titles every year. Arise, I think his name is.
Yeah, Arise. Yeah.
He's a free agent. He can't cost all that much. Get him in there for McNeil and look at the consistency he got at the top of the order.
Yeah.
He does.
McNeil.
Alonso.
McNeil thinks he's a hitter.
All these guys.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Larry. Appreciate you checking in. McNeil thinks he's a hitter. He ended up hitting, 240 this year? Arise can hit a little bit. I was just looking up Ketel Marte, who's also apparently on the trade block.
Marte is somebody that I would much rather have than Arise. Like, Arise, there's value there, but I saw a stat yesterday, ironically, I was doing some reading on him, where he makes contact on 95% of his swings.
Arise,
which was like whatever percentage higher than the second best in baseball.
He doesn't have a position. I like
him. Can't run.
I like him a lot for the Yankees. I think they need more guys like that. The problem is, where do you play him?
I know.
And he's just, like you said, he can't run.
Can't run, can't field, just slap hitter.
Would he be a bad leadoff hitter in front of Judge?
No. For the Yankees, that's a little different, I think. You know, the other thing, too, is let's say if the Mets were to get Bellinger, which I don't think that they will get. I don't think they'll get him, but I think they'll try to. I just think he's going to stay with the Yankees.
Yeah.
But if they got him, now what you could do, you know, whether it's Bench, whether it's Taylor, you can play one of those guys in center. You can play Bellinger in left, and Nimmo could be a lefty DH.
If Bellinger, dude, we're in the same boat as last year. I know it's a lesser, you know, extent than Soto. If Bellinger were coming from any other team, I'd probably be pounding the desk saying the Mets need to sign him. I just don't feel like, the difference is I felt like Soto was going to leave. I don't feel like Bellinger is going to leave the Yankees. So kind of in my mind, from a Mets perspective, Bellinger is not in the picture. But in reality, he is. And if I eliminate the Yankee aspect of it and just focus on the Mets aspect of it, you could argue he's the, I don't even know if you could argue against it. He's the most perfect fit that's out there on the free agent market for the reasons you just mentioned. He clearly could play center field. He's insurance in the event Alonso does walk and doesn't hold you up.
Yeah.
Really, then that's the guy that could be the linchpin to their entire offseason. The question is, how much would you extend for him? I don't trust the offense outside of Yankee Stadium and that Yankee lineup the way that I would if he returns to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And are you going to pay him, you know, $180, $200 million?
That seems to be the ticket there for him. And the other thing, too, like, let's just say you got Bellinger, and let's say, because this is one of the things Stern said yesterday, that, you know, Bench is going to get a chance to make the team. Yeah. And if he makes a team, you're obviously not going to sit him. If he makes a team, he's going to play. Otherwise, you're really stunting his development. So let's say Bench, and it's a leap of faith, like with Spencer Jones and Dominguez. Yeah. Who knows, right? He really went through the system fast last year. A-ball, double A, triple A. Like, that's a quick ascent. So I don't really know if he's truly ready, but he might be. And if he is ready, well, now he could play center. I guess you keep Nemo on left, and now you could obviously put Pia on the bench as the DH and have Bellinger at first base. You have an elite defense.
Right, so ideally you'd want Bellinger and Pete. But now you're asking Bellinger, Pete, Diaz back, other ancillary moves.
I don't need Diaz myself.
Okay.
I don't need Diaz.
All right, but then they're on the closer. I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can figure out closer.
You can figure it out.
Bellinger, Pete, and I would say at least two high-end starters.
Well, yes.
But that's like a floor, and that's a lot.
Do you guys want to win a World Series?
Yes,
I know you do. I asked that rhetorically. Yeah. This is the price of business.
I hope that they understand that. I'm not so sure. I still have faith. I don't know how it's going to work out with Stearns. Look, Stearns' core beliefs, he does not agree with, I don't think, the way that that Cohen would normally operate.
I agree with
and
that.
And now Cohen's going to be in a spot where you also want to let the guys that you hired do their job. So it's, but did Stearns really want Soto? Oh, that goes above his pay grade. Okay, well, is Alonso and Bellinger going to go above his pay grade? And then you have a team that's being put together by the owner as opposed to the GM or the president of the baseball operation, which I don't necessarily agree with. So it's hard to exactly know what Stearns is going to do because he hasn't done it here yet.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done, he has not done yet. Certainly didn't do it in Milwaukee. Didn't have the opportunity to.
Nor the checkbook, for sure. Yeah. And that's what you mean. Yeah, I think that sentiment got in the way a year ago. I really believe Cohen's influence was primarily the force behind Pete coming back. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Amazing day, the fan fest, whatever it was. That was a pretty pivotal moment, I thought, in the Mets offseason. I don't think Cohen's going to flex that again this offseason. I don't. I think that last year when you go 83 wins and you look the way they looked for so much of the season, I think whatever preconceived notions or desire to bring back Pete and play to that sentiment, I think it's changed a little bit. I think it's more about the greater good and moving forward and ultimately winning a World Series. And if you keep talking about run prevention, which obviously Stearns does, well, Bellinger, along with Bregman at third base, are the best run prevention guys on the market.
John is calling from St. Louis. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
So, I got one move for the Mets, but you just brought up Alonso. He is one of three guys since 2019 to have over 900 hits and 250 home runs, and he's second on that list. It's Judge Alonso Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where we're finding that type of production. He's got to be a must-sign.
Well, John, hold on a second. John, stats are interesting, and we love stats, especially with baseball. Think about the three players you mentioned. And I didn't even really know that. That's good digging on your part. Judge, Pete, and Ohtani. Alonso is miles behind in third place behind those guys.
But the point remains.
No. He's second in hits.
No, I know.
And he's second in home
runs. Well, literally, in those, yes, that's very selective categories. Is Pete Alonso anywhere near the player, the Judge, or Ohtani?
No,
but clearly not.
But John's
they
point,
are, but he also has the best scoop rate at first base.
If Alonso
was the Yankees, is both be having all those errors?
John, I'm trying to defend you here. I don't want to hear about the scoop rate.
What are you, dog walker scoop rate?
No, John, I'm with you though. The point remains the same, regardless of where we rank Alonso in comparison to Ohtani and Judge. Those numbers. That's why I would invest in him. Those numbers are not going to be able to be replaced, certainly by one individual.
Well, yes.
Ranking him, I'm not saying he's in that category,
okay.
But I'm just saying he's in there.
Okay.
Also,
by the way, John, hold on, John, literally, you're right. Refuting math is idiotic. So those numbers are true. I respect it. It's a good job by you pulling those up. What I'm saying is what I've always said. I'm not necessarily, and I'm open to Pete coming back. I don't need it, but I'm open to it at the right price. You guys know that by now. But I don't need to replicate those numbers because you won't. You're not finding a 40 home run guy that's going to play first base for the Mets. You just won't. But now can you find two or three other players that make you faster,
right,
that make you better defensively, that strike out less, that are better in October? And for me, the answer is undeniably yes.
But here's the problem. He is their second best offensive player behind Juan Soto.
But when you're an 83-win team, what does that mean?
It means I would look to change the other pieces. I don't know about Lindor. Lindor's inconsistent as anything. Now,
I know he is.
He's good at the end of the year. The numbers are there. He's inconsistent. And he's declining as a shortstop defensively. That's normal. Nimmo, same thing. They're core four guys. I can't trust Nimmo. I don't really trust Lindor 100%. Now, again, I trust him to put up good numbers for a shortstop, but I trust Juan Soto to be Juan Soto. I also trust Pete Alonso to produce with power. He's going to hit a lot of home runs, and with Soto in front of him, he's going to drive in a lot of runs. That is production that you're not going to be able to produce. I'm fine with building it out with length and doing it different ways and getting better defensively. That makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense if you're gutting your second best offensive player when you could argue they need more offense.
Well, this is what makes it tough. I mean, this is what makes it really delicate, and not just because he's been here and he's a man, he broke Stroh's record and all that stuff that, you know, a lot of people love, which I certainly get. You know, I lean into that sentimental stuff as a fan.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about that.
I know, we're different in that regard. I've always liked that stuff, but there comes a point where that can't be the basis for the return, and I'm not saying that that's the sole basis here. See, the problem with a guy,
where's that power coming from? Let's say Alonso goes.
Yep.
You need power. See, it's different. Like, if the Yankees move on from Jazz Chisholm and they get a Clement type, they can survive because they've got eight other guys who are going to hit 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think that piece, Jazz in particular, doesn't fit the Yankees. They just don't need another guy like that. The Mets need guys who can hit 30 home runs, at least a few of them. Without Pete, where's the power?
Well, again, that's why it's hard. I'm not saying this is easy.
I mean, you could say Schwarber, but
yeah, you could. I mean, listen, I look at it this way. Somebody like Pete. Now Judge is different, obviously, because when he's healthy, he's a plus right fielder, whatever. And Ohtani's a completely different beast because he doesn't play the field. But to me, if you're a 35 to 40 home run, high strikeout, slow-footed or negative on the bases, I've got to look at how can you help me when you don't go yard? When you don't put a ball in the seats, how are you helping me win? And again, with all due respect, and I formulated this opinion a long time ago with Pete, there's not enough evidence where he makes it where I have to bring him back, because when he doesn't go yard, there's really nothing else to his game.
BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started here on this Wednesday morning, 888-808-1019.
General manager meetings are taking place in Major League Baseball. There's good news and there's bad news. The good news is we get to hear from Scott Boras and David Stearns and eventually Brian Cashman via Zoom. The bad news is no moves are going to be made. So if you're hoping that the free agency is going to begin in earnest, that is not the case. But the other piece of good news is this allows us today, November 12th, here at the beginning of MLB free agency, to unveil our official free agency bingo cards. We have taken the top free agents in Major League Baseball, and today, here at the onset of free agency, we are going to all predict where each guy ends up. And I've been inspired by Tiki. Tiki created a point system for Mike Kafka keeping his job. We have a point system on how you can win MLB free agency bingo. If you are correct and that person re-signs with their team, you get 1 point. If you are correct and that person goes to another team, that's 2 points.
Mm.
If you get it wrong, no harm, no foul. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us begin MLB free agency bingo, and let us begin with Pete Alonso. This is the one that we were all nervous about, we're all excited about. I've got no indication from David Stearns one way or the other on what his thinking is, but I will officially predict. And again, this is a prediction, not what I want. I would like to officially predict that Pete Alonso will be a member of the Boston Red Sox in 2026. Tiki Barber.
I think Pete Alonso, God, there's so many places that could use him. Boston, obviously, the Yankees, Seattle even. I think I'm going to say he stays.
Wow, staying with the Mets.
Yep. I think the conversation that we started yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, about Stearns needing to defer to Steve Cohen on certain guys.
Right.
Pete qualifies.
To quote Joe Beningo, from your lips,
they better sign him.
To God's ears. Sean Morash, Pete Alonso.
I really wish I could have fun with this, but I think he's staying. I think he's a Met.
Tommy Lugauer.
To modify a quote from the late, great Macho Man, Pete Alonso is a Met, and he will remain a Met.
Wow, I'm the outlier. So I'm the one guy who's like, yeah, he's gone. Let's move on to Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger. I'll kick things off by saying he will remain with the New York Yankees. Tiki Barber.
It's hard for me to disagree with you. I think Cody Bellinger stays. He was too good and versatile.
Sean Morash.
Yankee.
Yankees. And Tommy Lugauer.
Cody Bellinger has the same real estate agent that Juan Soto has. You rent in the Bronx, you buy in Queens. Cody Bellinger will be a Met.
I knew that was coming. All right. Edwin Diaz. Easy. And it pains me to say this.
This is easy.
But Edwin Diaz is going to be a Los Angeles Dodger.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel it. Because the Dodgers are going to be most aggressive adding a late-inning reliever. That is clearly what their biggest need would be. Mm. You'll hear them attach the guys like Kyle Tucker. But the truth is, their biggest need is a late-inning reliever. They failed on it last year with Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates. I think that they'll go get the best one out there. And it scares me half to death because I don't know how, as Met fans, even Yankee fans, but more so Met fans, how we are going to stomach the best closer in the sport going to the two-time defending world champions. But, yeah, I think Edwin Diaz is going to be a Los Angeles Dodger. Tiki.
Mm. I mean, that just feels like evil. I think the Dodgers might spend their money elsewhere. I'm going to say the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow, okay. By the way, you should get 3 points for that. If that happens. Sean Morash.
New York Yankees.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
No. I feel like that could become the biggest surprise here, where the Yankees come out of nowhere as one last Cashman smirking F you to the Mets.
That would be something. Imagine that bullpen.
That would be the swerve of all swerves.
Yes.
You take Soto? Take this.
And I'll admit this to you. Diaz to the Dodgers will bother me more than Diaz to the Yankees. I won't like either. I mean, honestly, right. Edwin Diaz leaving for any team would pain me. But Diaz to the Dodgers would bother me more. But all right, Sean goes Yankees. Tommy Lugauer.
I think Edwin Diaz will be the first major free agent to sign. He will re-sign with the Mets.
By the way, just in case you're keeping track, which I am, Tommy has predicted all three free agents to sign with the New York Mets.
Thanks.
Just so we know. Let's go to Kyle Tucker. I think Kyle Tucker is going to end up with the Philadelphia Phillies. I do. I think the Phillies are about to make major changes over their underachieving in the postseason the last couple of years.
Is he the top free agent available, you think?
I think he
28?
Is.
28?
Yeah,
almost 29.
I think based on his projections, like he's projected to get a $400 million contract. So I think in terms of money,
wow,
he will end up being the biggest free agent. And the Phillies have been involved in this. I mean, this wouldn't be new for them. So I'm going to go with Kyle Tucker to the Philadelphia Phillies. Tiki Barber.
This is a hard one. I think there's one team that can pay him what he's worth. Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Sean Morash.
After some maneuvering with a trade of their own star, I think he's going to be a San Diego Padre.
Oh, a Padre. Ooh. That's a good one. Tommy
Lugauer.
Who did
they trade for? Tatis? I think they could move Tatis.
Interesting.
Kyle Tucker will sign with the Toronto Blue Jays.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good one. Kyle Schwarber.
They're going to try to spend money. Yep. We know it.
They are, and they have had a tough time getting people to accept it, but maybe getting to the seventh game of the World Series helps a tad. Kyle Schwarber is clearly, based on everything I've said, leaving the Philadelphia Phillies.
Why do you think he's leaving?
Because they're signing Kyle Tucker. I think you got to follow the connections on this. And for that reason, I think he ends up being Pete Alonso's replacement. Right. I think Kyle Schwarber signs with the New York Mets. Tiki Barber.
I have him staying in Philly.
Staying with the Phillies,
right.
Okay.
If there was one thing that was continuously right about the Philadelphia Phillies, it was Kyle Schwarber.
Fair
including
guess.
Including the All-Star break.
The All-Star break.
Did he have the home runs? The home run derby?
Oh! In the swing-off, it was Schwarber.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you remember that.
Only because of the stupid swing-off.
I barely remember that.
Yeah, Evan, you forgot me and Tiki did 4 hours on that. Yes.
Evan was at in Italy.
Vacation.
I was elsewhere.
You were looking at naked women on the beach in the south of France.
Excuse me.
Weren't you?
Sean Morash, Kyle Schwarber.
After a trade of Jaron Duran, Schwarber's a Red Sox.
Back to Boston. Ooh. How about that? Tommy Lugauer.
Phillies can't afford to lose Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber stays in Philadelphia.
Alex Bregman. This one's tricky. I'm going to circle back to last year's free agency and say that Detroit is going to take that next step. They also realize they're not going to sign Tarek Skubal. So I think they're going to be aggressive to try to win right now, whether Skubal's on the team or not, because I think they'll get a massive return. So I'm going to go with Alex Bregman picking the Detroit Tigers.
This feels to me like he's going to stay. So I'm going to say Boston Red Sox.
Sean Morash.
Seattle Mariners.
That's a good one. Tommy Lugauer, Alex Bregman.
I'm not sure exactly how this works, but Alex Bregman feels like a Philly to me. So I'm going to say Alex Bregman to the Phillies.
That is not a bad pick at all, because I think the Phillies are going to move on from Alec Boehm at third base.
Okay.
It makes complete sense. Like, I think they're going to do something big. My big is Tucker. Your big is Alex Bregman. I think that's a great prediction. Bo Bichette, I have staying with the Toronto Blue Jays. Tiki Barber.
Same.
Sean Morash.
I think he stays.
I'll go going Blue Jays. Tommy Lugauer.
Clean sweep. He stays.
Munetaka Murakami.
Dodgers.
Where will he play?
Dodgers.
All right, I'm going to go with the Seattle Mariners. I think the Mariners will make one big move.
West Coast, stay there.
I think they're going to lose Josh Naylor, and obviously they have a history dipping into the Japanese market. So I'm going to go with Munetaka Murakami to the Mariners. Sean Morash.
Angels.
Why not? Because they had success getting Ohtani.
Dodgers don't have room for now. Let me get close enough to L.A. and sit over there with those guys.
And West Coast is a preference for a lot of Japanese ballplayers. Tommy Lugauer, Munetaka Murakami.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seattle. I think Josh Naylor leaves, and that's the replacement.
Copying my idea, that's okay. Speaking of Josh Naylor, we'll include him, the last of the position players. I have him going to Cincinnati. I could see the Reds making a mini splash, but not a huge splash, and Josh Naylor would fit that, even though he would make quite a splash if he jumped in cannonball style into a pool. I'm going to go Josh Naylor to Cincinnati. Tiki Barber.
This is a hard one. I'm going to go Seattle.
Stays with the Mariners.
Yep.
Sean Morash.
Minnesota Twins.
Oh, come on.
I'm going through everybody's needs and what their budget is. I'm actually doing my homework here.
Okay.
Again, this one will get him 3 points, by the way.
Yes.
That'll get you three. Just like Edwin Diaz going to the Orioles. Tommy Lugauer, Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor, this is my prediction. I want this to happen so badly. Josh Naylor to the Red Sox.
To the Red Sox. He looks like a Red Sox.
Oh, and the Yankee fans already hate him. Give me that.
All right, let's get to the pitchers. It was tough, like, which pitcher should we get to besides Edwin Diaz, so I picked a few. Let's go with Framber Valdez, who is considered the premier pitcher on the market. I have him going to the Chicago Cubs. Framber Valdez to the Chicago Cubs. Tiki Barber!
I think Framber Valdez goes to the Toronto Blue Jays.
They're
going to spend money.
Jays. Sean Morash, Framber Valdez.
I like that one, but I'm going to go Cubs.
Oh, you copied me. Okay. I think I know what you guys do.
First
you don't know an answer, just copy Evan.
Well, first of all, in typical Evan fashion, we're on our 15th guy, and you've gone first on all of them, so it's hard not to copy.
Why can't I go first?
Yeah, you're right.
I try to help you. I have Tommy Lugauer, Framber Valdez.
Framber will go to the Boston Red Sox.
To the Red Sox. Tatsuya Imai, who is considered one of the premier pitchers coming over from Japan. In fact, I think I just read Scott Boras is going to represent him, and he will be posted on November 19th. That's a Mets signing. Mm. The Mets are going to add a pitcher. I'm not sure which one they're going to add in free agency. And the track record of David Stearns is to go big game hunting for a Japanese pitcher.
Right.
So I'm going to guess that Tatsuya Imai will be a New York Met. Well, Tiki's going to say Dodgers.
You know I'm going to say Dodgers. The Los Angeles Dodgers. Creating Japan, that would be East.
Sean Morash.
San Francisco Giants.
Tommy Lugauer.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. And finally, with pitchers, I want to include Devin Williams because he's a Yankee and there's some intrigue. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think the Giants will make a move or two. He's their closer. Remember, they traded a lot of their bullpen late last year. I know the Dodgers are going to be interested, but because they signed Edwin Diaz, they're not going to sign Devin too. Devin Williams to the San Francisco Giants. Take.
I think he stays.
Stays with the Yankees. Sean Morash.
Atlanta Braves.
Wow.
Atlanta.
And Tommy Lugauer.
Devin Williams will stay with the Yankees.
And finally, I included two pitchers in our free agency bingo because they are hotly rumored to be traded. Freddy Peralta is one of those guys. And I heard their GM speak the other day. Matt Arnold, I think is his name.
And he's making nothing right this
year. He's making nothing, which leads me to think they're not going to trade him. Freddy Peralta remains with the Milwaukee Brewers.
I can't disagree with that.
Sean Morash.
Mets.
All right. Tommy Lugauer.
He stays in Milwaukee, Peralta.
And finally, Tarek Skubal. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think that the Tigers don't really want to trade him, but they also know they're not going to be able to sign him.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's going to take a big offer. I listened to David Stearns yesterday, not just the clips we played on Evan and Tiki, but I did a Rico Bronya that you can download wherever you download your podcast. Mm-hmm. We listen to every answer. And he seemed, when talking about acquiring an ace via the trade market,
right,
we got the prospects, we're ready to go. It sounded like someone who's got all his bullets and is ready to fire them. And so I think the Tigers are going to try to balance trying to win with trading Tarek Skubal, and I think the Mets could present an offer that allows them to do that by trading the major league players that help them now while also giving them prospects of the future. Tarek Skubal is going to be a New York Met. Mm. That's my prediction. Tiki Barber.
I think that Tarek Skubal is going to stay with the Detroit Tigers until the trade deadline, and then he'll be a Met.
Wow. So the Tigers will struggle, make the pivot, Mets are in it, July 31st, right. Hellstorm.
Yeah, they're not going to be on their 87-90 win streak or whatever projection like they were last year, and they're going to trade it.
So I will say that obviously we are going to count these results as soon as people sign, but we're going to keep that as a bonus. So you could possibly win it in late July.
Nice.
If Skubal stays with the Tigers and then gets traded to the Mets. Sean Morash, Tarek Skubal.
I also think he gets moved at the trade deadline, but to the Phillies.
Oh, jeez.
That would suck.
That would suck. And Tommy Lugauer, Tarek Skubal.
The Mets will trade for Tarek Skubal in the offseason.
All right. There you go. That is our MLB free agency and trade bingo. And we'll see how we do. Now, unlike the NFL, where we wait till the end of NFL free agency and check in, we'll check in as soon as these guys sign. Right. So, because it's going to be spread out over the next 4 months.
Yeah, the last one's going to happen in January 20th.
You're being nice.
I know.
It's going to be like February. It's actually going to be like March.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.